If you have your Bible with you, I invite us all on this continuing journey in the book of Acts. We are still in that season of Pentecost that began. As you all remember, we had Pentecost Sunday last week, which we celebrated the birth of the church. And today we are continuing that same theme of understanding more deeper the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bible with you, I invite us all on Acts chapter 1. We're going to be reading just the few verses of the first part of it. I'm going to be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And if you're here connecting with us online, we also invite you to open your Bible as well. We'll just be reading the first, the beginning on the fourth verse. Yeah, beginning on the fourth verse of chapter 1. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will baptize with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it's not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. And hear this, church, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Indeed, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, I've been in ministry for 26 years, and I have been to different churches. I have experienced and see right before my eyes Christians. They come to church every Sunday. They read the Bible. They've been baptized. They can tell me, Pastor, I have a relationship with God. But then there's seemingly some kind of a void. There's some kind of emptiness. They're longing for something. And I'm sure you've been there before, that at some point you've asked this question, how is it possible for me who is a follower of Christ, who have gone to church, who've been listening to the word of God and hearing the proclamation of God's word from the pulpit, attending Sunday school week after week, and yet I still sense that something is missing. I feel powerless. Deep down, you have tried to ask that question for yourself. I'm saying this because there is a difference between carrying the presence of God and activating his authority in our lives. There's been some things that we are hindering or blocking to keep us from living a spirit-powered lives. And so this morning, as we dive in into the Word of God this morning, the question before us is, how can we tap this unlimited power of God? Because the Bible says, ask and you shall receive, which means that you have as little or as much of God's power as you want. We all want to have the power of God unleashed in our lives to destroy all the things that are holding us back and keeping us from becoming the follower of Jesus that called us to be. So this morning, I hope that as we enter and dive into God's word this morning, that we may find confidence and hope, knowing that the power of God's Spirit is there for us as a promise. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather today on this holy ground to discover the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit to be released in our lives today. Help us, oh God, to be receptive as we hear your word. And may the words of my mouth, the meditations in our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So what drains you? What drains your spiritual voltage today? What silences your inner fire? What stands between you and the fullness of God's strength working in and through you today? I said it as I said before, many of us who grew up in the church, we brag ourselves saying, well, we already have and been filled with the Spirit. Because the Bible says that once we have given up our life for Christ, the Holy Spirit is indwelling in us and through us. But does that show in the way we say things? Does it show in our commitment, in our priorities? Does that show in our coming to church or attendance? Does that show in our pocketbooks? I think what the problem is our lack of surrender. You have the Spirit, but He does not have you. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, we do not quench the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is not limited by power. He is limited by your permission. Many believers have received the indwelling of the Spirit, but have not allowed the Spirit full ownership of their lives. We tend to negotiate. We said, Lord, I can only come this Sunday, but not the rest, because I have a lot of the other things to do. Oh, I can only give a portion of this, but not the rest of the other resources. Oh, Lord, I can only commit for a portion of it, but not all of it. That's not the way it is. Many believers have received the indwelling of the Spirit, but we still cling on to a majority of our own self. And the Spirit does not force His way through your will. He flows through your surrender. Power does not come through possession. It comes through permission. You may carry the Spirit, but does the Spirit carry you? There are times in my life that I've been in that situation where I tried to negotiate with God. In terms of my giving, in terms of my priorities, in terms of my schedules, I tried to be on the driver's seat. Have you all been there, church? Try to be on the driver's seat? But this whole walk with God, we got to surrender everything. You cannot walk in authority when your flesh or self-life is still on the throne. Surrender is the gate that power walks through. And as you are negotiating obedience, you are blocking the flow. Are you with me, church? I'm going to say that again. If you're negotiating obedience, then you're blocking the flow. The Spirit will feel whatever you yield, but He cannot feel what you withhold. You cannot be full of the Spirit and full of yourself at the same time. See, true surrender is not a lip service. It's a lifestyle. A lifestyle of total surrender. And that's where I want to begin, because we cannot talk all about being filled with the Holy Spirit if we don't yield ourselves to the Spirit. Amen? If we don't surrender ourselves to the Spirit, there's nothing for us to discuss about being filled with the Spirit. But once we yield ourselves, once we have given up everything to God and God alone, then He will unleash His power through every one of us here today. And that's exactly what he did on Acts chapter 1. When the Holy Spirit fell upon the disciples at Pentecost, it was with limitless power. Did you hear what I said? It was a limitless power. Because that's exactly the Greek language that was used here. See, in the Bible, there are two descriptions of power. In the New Testament, the Greek is one is exousia, which means exertion. How many of you exercise here every day? Okay, I don't see any hands. Well, we need to exercise for your own sake. When you exercise, you exert your muscles, right? You exert efforts. That was the first description of power that the Bible described here, particularly on Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus gave the disciples power to cast out demons and heal the sick. He gave them the strength. He gave them the exousia, which is the Greek version of the word exertion. And after his resurrection, Jesus told the disciples that all power, all the authorities, or all exousia has been given to him. Matthew 28:18. But there's another kind of power that Jesus promises that his disciples will receive. And that is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And that is dunamis. The dunamis is a Greek word deriving from the word dynamite. Have you all seen a dynamite before? What does dynamite do? It explodes and gives so much impact. It tears down walls and bridges and buildings, structures, you name it. The word dunamis was used here to describe what kind of power from on high is being unleashed to his disciples. And that is with combined strength, combined power, combined authority given by God through Jesus and through the work of the Spirit. See, Jesus here did not want the disciples to try to do anything in their own power and their own strength. Nor did Jesus simply want to give them exousia authority. Jesus wanted them to give them the dunamis power. The ability to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't we need that, church? Don't you and I need that kind of power today? Though we need that kind of power that will energize us with the ability to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Church, this dunamis power gives you the ability or gave the ability for the disciples to turn fear into courage, loneliness into joy, power to turn their lives from a life of anger and resentment and unforgiving spirit to a life of joy, peace, and humility. Isn't that what we need today, church? When we have dunamis power, our own selfishness becomes selflessness. Our own mean-spirited attitude no longer take control of our lives. You always give thanks to God all the time. Grateful to everything. Regardless of whatever we face in the midst of the battles of life, this dunamis power will give you and me the power to love, even to love our enemies. This power is power-packed, spirit-filled, and there's no substitute. The power to resist this temptation, I think the power to resist temptations will be given to us once we have this dunamis power. So friends, how are we surrendering ourselves to the dunamis power today? How are you not being in the way or putting blockage or hindrances so that this power will become unleashed in the every facets of your life today. My hope and my prayer that as we close this God's word today, that you will reclaim it. And by saying reclaiming it, to totally, obediently say, Lord, I want to reclaim what you have given to me when I gave up my life for you. I want to use this dunamis power. Help me to unleash your presence among us, among me, that is in me. Help me to do this for the sake of your kingdom. Let us pray. Holy God, there are some of us here this morning that are having some questions about their faith. Or maybe at that point in time wherein we know we have Jesus and we have God in our lives, and yet we feel there is still a void. Something is missing. May we humble ourselves today, Father God, that maybe perhaps we need to surrender and yield everything to you. Help us, O Father God, to humble ourselves today. And as we release ourselves to you, Lord, may we fully reclaim the dunamis power that you have promised to us on the day of Pentecost. May we receive your Holy Spirit with all its fullness so that you can unleash us into the world that is in need of you. For it is in the name of God's Spirit that we pray. And all God's people said,